Last week, there was another false start at the Arizona Corporation Commission on proposed changes to the state's renewable energy standards. The commissioners could not agree on whether to focus on reducing carbon or actually mandating renewable sources. Now they'll have to revisit the matter next month, maybe. In any case, the standards and the commissioners' willingness to embrace more environmentally friendly options are likely to be on voters' minds heading into November. Commission candidates will meet in their first and possibly only debate on Wednesday. Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic joins us now to talk about all of this. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was the debate, or maybe non-debate, the better way to phrase this, on the renewable energy standards? Was that kind of a preview of anything, do you think?
Well, it's definitely tied into the election. You have two commissioners who are leaving, one termed out, one who failed to make it to the ballot. So their terms end later this year. They both want to increase the renewable energy standard in Arizona. They clearly want to put their thumbprint on whatever standard gets passed. There's five commissioners. It seems like four of them want to make changes. They just can't agree on what the changes should be. And it's a wildly complex subject. And they just keep getting bogged down in the details and not reaching the point where they actually take a vote on these things.
Well, how close are they on those details? Because as you say, if enough commissioners think that changes need to be made, you would think that they'd be able to work out what those changes should actually be.
You would think. But they do have a rule, just like city councils, where they can't get together privately and discuss this. So their discussions have to be public. And so even though they think that four of them, or at least three of them, are pretty close, they don't realize how far apart they are until they call a public meeting and start trying to hash out the details. And then they realize they're not quite as close as they thought, and they need to go back and write up some new proposals that sort of encompass what each one wants in there. So again, they're all, at least three or four are looking for more renewable energy, but they can't agree on really small details like what members of the public get to oversee the process where a utility chooses its resources for the next decade. And they'll get into these long tangents where they spend an hour negotiating over that little detail, where they're not even talking about solar and wind and carbon reductions and whether or not nuclear power should count in there. Those are all on the table also, but they just can't seem to get to the meat of this issue.
Well, Ryan, is there any sense of whether there is agreement on some of those bigger issues, like what should count as renewable or what the proportion should be or anything like that?
They're at least a decade apart on just the timeline of when they would want the new standard to have, you know, 50% renewables or 100% carbon free energy. So again, they haven't really gotten to the point where they say, should this be in place by 2050 or 2040? Because they keep getting sidetracked on these other issues. But I do think there is agreement. We have four commissioners who have gone on the record saying they favor an increase in the renewable energy standard. And just for folks who don't know, the current standard is that electric companies need to get 15% of their energy from renewable sources like solar and wind by 2025. That standard's 14 years old now. Many Western states have much larger standards in place. And so the Arizona regulators are trying to boost that in some way. So I think there is agreement, and every time they meet, they figure out where each other's sticking points are and where one commissioner is willing to go and another's not. And finally, the chairman said, look, I'm willing to do whatever has three votes, because that's what you need to pass anything. And so he sees, the end of his 8-year tenure on the commission coming to an end within a couple of months here. And so he finally just said that, like, I'll do whatever it takes to get something passed here. So I think they will get to a vote, but they do need to accommodate for one another. If one person, they need to compromise, frankly.
Right. Now, does it seem as though they can get to a vote before the election? I mean, that's not that far off.
It's not that far off. And the last I heard, they thought they were going to do this last week, and they thought they were going to do this 2 months ago. And they got close last week. They seem to know where each other is at, and that they seem to have confidence that they can write something up that will get three votes. They have another opportunity in October, the 13th and 14th of the month. There's a meeting scheduled. Nothing's on the agenda yet. So I anticipate they're going to bring something forward there. And with the election, weeks away at that point, I think they're probably going to really try and force through a vote on this. But we'll see. I have definitely been wrong on them before, betting heavy that they would take a vote and then they don't.
We'll see what happens, seems to be the operative phrase here. That is Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Ryan, thanks as always.
Have a great day.